So tonight I'm appearing at the Info Shop in Metelkova. It's, I think, the 21st stop on a 30-city tour around Europe. I'm trying to call attention to the plight of three of my activist friends who've been held basically hostages in Iran for the last year and month, one of them in solitary confinement the whole time. They haven't been charged with anything. They've never been allowed to see their lawyer. And the crazy thing is, basically, we were in the Middle East for some time. Two of my friends were in the Middle East for the year before, living in Syria, doing some incredible activist work. One of my friends is an amazing, like, independent, investigative, radical journalist. Just a month before they were kidnapped, he got the front page of the Nation magazine in the U.S., the left investigative magazine, revealing U.S.-trained death squads in Iraq. Another one of my friends was Sarah, who's been in solitary for the last year, has been tutoring Iraqi refugees in Syria for this before this happened to her. And the third friend, Josh, was teaching sustainability and social change, and like doing workshops in South Africa, India, and China for the year previously. And the reason I'm on a European tour is because the story's been really hard to get out in the U.S. It's been a kind of a widespread story in the U.S. It's been widely reported, but their whole history in the Middle East, why we were there in the first place, has been totally left out, leaving people with the impression that we were just sort of these clueless vacationers going to a, you know, fun trip in the Middle East. And that, I think, is part of the reason why they're still in. So I'm basically going on a 30-city European tour, appealing to people, particularly activists, people of interest in the Middle East, and just kind of the world at large, to check out my friend's work and, you know, speak out, spread the word about who they are. I'll be showing a 35-minute film that one of my friends made in Darfur. He lived with the Sudanese Liberation Army for a couple months and made a beautiful film about that. I'll be showing an interview with Sarah talking about her work with Iraqi refugees in Syria, and yeah, just various showing of their work. So it's also, I think, should be of interest to people not only who are interested in the, you know, the terrible situation my friends are in, but the issues that they're working on as well: justice, social justice in the Middle East,